It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, very happy to say that on the show with us this evening, the one and only Rex Brown. How are you?
I'm great. Hello, all.
Really great to have you on the show. We're here to talk about your upcoming album, and I haven't talked to you in a long time. Are you so you're out in New Mexico these days?
Yeah, I'm out in New Mexico these days. I've been coming out to Mexico for, for years. I've been here about 5 or 6 years. We just bought a new house. We gutted the whole thing, and it's a nice, easy, peaceful feeling.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about this new album. It's called Smoke on This. It's coming out July 28th. And Smoke on This, it was recorded in a short amount of time. Why was that spontaneity important for this album?
Actually, it was written in a short amount of time, but it was written over about 15 months. Where'd the story start? I went to NAMM in Nashville the summer of 15. I told myself in 14, I said, look, I got to take some time off the road. I've been on this road for 20 plus years and then some. And I started to get a little bit jaded and just didn't, you know, I just wanted to go live life a little bit. I've got not small kids. They'll be 17, but, you know, went spent some time with them and kind of regrouped. You know, you have to do that sometimes. And going into Nashville, had a real good friend that had just moved there, got him a nice house, and we just started writing tracks. You know, the hardest, I think we had narrowed down 24 songs down to 13, and then we tracked 11 in October of 15. And then I would go to Nashville about every, you know, say 6 weeks and finish four off. And then I hit a little roadblock for about 6 months, bought a new home here, and we gutted the whole thing. And then, so it just kind of came together. We really started working full on tail end of last year to really get this thing done. But for me, it was about finding the voice, and that's what took a little bit of time. Singing for the first time, it's petrifying when you don't have that. You know, I've sang before on other things, but you know, on this, it was finding that voice that's going to match the music and everything else. We started this off as just fun, and all of a sudden it became this monster, and we just decided to keep pursuing, I couldn't be happier with it. I'm beside myself. I got to pinch myself sometimes.
It's Full Metal Jackie. The legendary Rex Brown is with us tonight. We're talking about Rex's first solo album, which is called Smoke on This. It's coming out July 28th. Here's a tune from it. This is Crossing Lines on Whiplash. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS, Full Metal Jackie. We've got Rex Brown on the show with us tonight, talking about the new album, Smoke on This, and it's being called a Rex Brown solo album, but it was a collaborative effort with Lance Harville. How was working with him different from anyone else you've worked with throughout your career?
Lance and I have done some stuff before. We did some movie placement. We did a record with Terry Day producing down in just one of those kind of fluke things. We did down at Willie's place about 7 years ago. So I was going through the phase of, you know, I have my operation and everything else. I'm healthy as hell, kids, so don't freak out. I've known Lance since back in the before we got signed days, you know, with Pantera. And he's just this phenomenal guitar player and songwriter. At the same time, I had Christopher Williams, who plays with Accept. He's played with he's been playing in the studio in Nashville since he was about 17 years old. And he's just an incredible drummer that came in and turned me on to this producer, Caleb Sherman. And from the chemistry just bonded instantly. So it is a solo record. I mean, that's what this is all about. It is me, you know what I'm saying? I have a band that's going to back this thing on the road, but I wanted to go solo for a while, you know? So it is a solo record. It's not, you know, Rex and the Jalapenos or some crap. It's me, you know?
Great band name, by the way.
No, I was just thinking that. It just flew out of my mouth.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Still to come, we've got Blackest of the Blackfest tickets. That, of course, happens this Friday and Saturday. Music from Metallica and more with our guest, the one and only Rex Brown. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Rex Brown with us on the show talking about Smoke on This. It's coming out July 28th. And, you know, obviously Smoke on This, it's not Pantera or Down. What will people who like those bands like about this album?
It still has the, you know, it's still got the attitude, I think, more than anything else. Anything that I do is, if I'm going to put it out, it has to have integrity, number one. You know, number two, the songs have to be really good, you know, and I really don't. This is just where I'm at musically right now. You know, this is where I was just kind of looking around the landscape, and a lot of you know, the landscape of the crowds and what they're into. You know, it's all about good songs. I don't care. You know, that's all it boils down to, is good songs. I mean, it really does, and the delivery and the way that you do it. Finding the voice was a big thing for me, and then once I've done it, it's just now it's so easy to, you know, within my range and everything else, and I didn't start to get, you know, I'm just getting my feet wet on this, Jackie, and there's you know, I've got so much more material to put out. It was just, I needed to take that break so I can find where I wanted to go. You know, and sometimes you have to go a little bit backwards in direction or whatever. But I wanted, you know, I was listening to a lot of 70s rock, you know, and that was really what kind of drove this kind of thing. I was listening to a lot of ZZ Top, a lot of old Aerosmith, you know, and it was instead of listening to the same song that you play every night after night after night on that stage, you know, this is just a new turn. It's a new twist, you know, where I want to be in, you know, 5 years down the road, if I'm still kicking, you know, which I'm sure I will be. this is just where I want to be, you know. I want this, at the same time, it's got to have fun in it. Those three letters, F-U-N, or I'm just not going to do it.
Rex Brown with us. It's Whiplash, KLOS. Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Rex Brown is our guest on the show this evening. And Rex, Pantera was one of the most important bands in metal history. What can you see now about Pantera that maybe you never realized back then in the midst of it?
That's a good question. You know, we all... That's a really good question. I don't know how to answer that properly, other than we were such a tight-knit unit, and it was such a wild roller coaster that went around it, that in hindsight, I think of where we could have gone if not for, you know, you always think of the whys, you know, or what could have, should have, and we all know why. But in hindsight, I think we came in at the perfect time. You know, we had the song, we had the what it took, and number one, it was up to the fans. You know, we were a fans band, and that was it. That was the biggest thing to me. You know, all the accolades and everything else, when it comes down to it, it's about that song and that connection with the audience. And I think that's something that we had, and the chemistry between all of us that translated really good, you know, and I think that's why it was a very important band, you know, at the time, and still is, maybe.
Absolutely.
I really don't look at it, the bigger picture of it, you know, I really don't, because it's just part of my history, you know. I'm damn blessed and grateful for everything, but it was also, a lot of hard work that was put into it, and we all just, you know, pulled each other up and by the boots and got after it, you know.
Did you think while you guys were in it and while it was all happening that it would be as important as it is to the genre?
Well, of course, everybody wants to be successful. You know, who wants to fall on their face? We continued to strive to better ourselves as musicians and playing as much as we did. It was just one of those things that it was instilled in us. You know, it became almost like an addiction to where, you know, okay, guys, we're going to have to stop and take a break and that's what we did. You know, we needed to take a break away from the game and not be pressured into, oh, we have to deliver this next record, you know. And that was the point of Phil and I doing that down thing, that we just thought we'd put the record out and get it out of our systems and then move on down the road. But we all needed to break away, you know, to capture. You have to do that in life. You know, you just have to. You can't, for a musician, you have to take those little breaks for your own sanity, you know. Absolute.
Full Metal Jackie, Rex Brown is with us. And coming up, I've got those Metallica tickets, plus music from Judas Priest. Rex is going to be picking a tune. And after the break, a Megadeth tune. Check it out. It was in a movie. First caller at 800-955-KLOS to tell us the movie that song was in scores a prize pack with a bunch of goodies that include a Disturbed Live at Red Rock CD furnished by Warner Brothers, a Judas Priest Turbo 30th Anniversary Edition CD from Epic, a Ghost Meliora Deluxe CD from Concord, and a Hailstorm Reanimate 3.0 The Covers EP from Atlantic Records. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Rex Brown with us tonight. Rex, you've been fortunate to have played with some very unique musicians. What's the one thing that they all have in common?
You know, you're correct. I've been very, very fortunate with some of the people. I think of the drummers with being a bass player and being able to play with some of these cats that I play with. It's just, number one, I think it's just common decency in people. And I've always tried to surround myself with good people, you know, and I think that's what that you have to do, you know, to keep going on in this business. You have to surround yourself with people that have the same drive that you have, that have the same passion, and just keep on going. You know, it's not over until you say it's over, you know. And for me, I'm going to still be looking for that 13th note, even though there's 12, you know, the rest of my life. So, you know, it's just grounded people. That's who I like to work with. People that have their feet solidly on the ground, that you work together with to make this common goal. You know, that's the most important thing.
Full Metal Jackie with Rex Brown on Whiplash. It's Full Metal Jackie, Rex Brown with us. Pick up Smoke on This. Pre-order is available now. The record comes out on July 28th. Rex, what could you tell us about some of your plans? Is there going to be a tour for this? What could you tell us about what your plans are for the next couple of months?
Right in the middle of putting together tour plans for the fall. You could see us out as early as, I don't know, maybe even July. But as of right now, we're just trying. The whole focus is getting this record out, getting it to as many people as possible. And if you're looking for a Pantera record, you're going to the wrong place. But I guarantee that, you know, if you like good rock and roll, you ain't going to be let down. You know, this is just my take on where I'm at right now. And I made a solid record, and I'm very proud of it and very gracious to still be doing what I'm doing.
Well, Rex, I wish you the best of luck, and I really appreciate that you had the time to do this tonight. So thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. You're it. Anytime. Bye. You're wonderful. You always have been to me, and I appreciate that.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Thanks for hanging. I'm here every Sunday night from 9 to 11. You can hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. Fraser Smith is up next, and I've got these Metallica tickets, and I would love to give them to you. So call us, 800-955-KLOS. Caller 25 gets tickets furnished by Live Nation to see Metallica, Avenged Sevenfold, and Gojira at Rose Bowl Stadium on July 29th. Good luck. Leaving you off with Temple of the Dog, Chris Cornell. You will be missed. See ya.